Welcome. This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with fire safety here in Massachusetts. This in the wake of yesterday's deadly three-alarm fire that ripped through a three-story apartment and business building in Lowell, taking the lives of four adults and three children. What caused the fire is still under investigation, but this fact is known. Because the building was old, it had no sprinkler system. The Lowell fire struck almost 30 years to the day from one of the deadliest fires in state history, a rooming house blaze in Beverly that killed 15. That prompted legislation giving cities and towns the option of requiring rooming houses to be retrofitted with sprinklers. But why aren't there laws requiring all homes, even older ones, to have sprinkler systems? Experts say that could have made a life-saving difference yesterday in Lowell. Joining us now is David LaFond. He's the New England regional manager of the National Fire Sprinkler Association. He's also a former fire chief who served in Holyoke and Chelsea. And David LaFond, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We learned, of course, that this building was an older wooden structure, like many buildings in Massachusetts. Why wasn't it required to have a sprinkler system?
Well, there are no laws on the books for retrofitting buildings such as that, except for a local option law, Mass General Law, Chapter 148, Section 26I, says four units or more, if they're substantially renovated, then you have to put a residential sprinkler system in. It appears that this building, 1890s is from what I recall, never had any substantial renovation done to it, so therefore it is exempt. And I'm not quite sure, Anthony, if the city of Lowell has locally adopted that part of the law.
I see. So are there efforts that you know of in Massachusetts that would require all residential buildings to have sprinklers in them, or more residential buildings to have sprinklers in them?
Well, there certainly is efforts to require sprinklers in all buildings in Massachusetts. Of course, we'd like to see that everyone protected by fire sprinklers. You know, the reality is, Anthony, that we cannot get the one- and two-family local option law passed. Just recently, last week, it was pulled from the House and Senate Conference Committee. You know, that law would have allowed communities to decide for themselves what level of fire protection they wanted in their cities and towns across the Commonwealth. But unfortunately, it was defeated. So
do you expect, do you think that yesterday's fire in Lowell would add impetus to efforts to get that law passed?
Well, you know, if we look back in history, as you mentioned, the fire in Beverly 30 years ago, because of that multiple fatality of 15 people dying tragically in that fire, the local option law for boarding and rooming houses in Massachusetts was quickly passed. So tragically, if we look in our history, from the Coconut Grove fire to the West Warwick, Rhode Island fire that killed 100 people in a nightclub and had Massachusetts leading the country in landmark legislation to require retrofitting of bars, nightclubs, and discotheques to have a sprinkler system, you know, unfortunately, it takes tragedies such as these.
Mm. Well, what's the pushback here? I mean, why not require sprinklers in all buildings? Is the pushback that it's a very expensive retrofit to do, particularly in older buildings?
Well, there is an expense in installing a retrofit in a building. Clearly, you know, there's an expense to that. We know from new construction, new installations of sprinkler systems, we know the national average is $1.35 a square foot, or about 1 to 1.5% of the cost of the construction development for the home.
I see. So it's a significant cost.
Well, 1 to 1.5% is not a significant cost of the cost of a home. When we look at retrofit, Anthony, we're talking about 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not significant. And, you know, we went through this with the bars, nightclub, discotheque retrofit, and there was a lot of opposition to that, saying that folks are going to go out of business, and folks didn't go out of business. Life still went on. You know, in the city of Holyoke, we adopted the requirement for substantial renovation, four or more units. There was some opposition to that, saying that all kinds of things were going to happen. Nothing happened. We know now that we control the fire problem in the city of Holyoke. We know now that the multiple five-story tenement blocks that we have existing are still there because of the sprinkler systems.
I see. It does seem like a lot of these older, large apartment buildings tend to be the housing for lower-income residents. So I'm wondering, you know, are we putting those at the lower end of the socioeconomic ladder at risk with these current codes that don't require sprinkler systems in all these buildings?
Well, you know, I agree with that, that these folks that are either migrating or immigrating into our cities across the Commonwealth need to have protection. You know, it's a very vulnerable population, as we saw in Lowell. That was a Cambodian population. I'm sure there was a language barrier. I'm sure there was some difficulties in acclimating themselves to the construction that we have in our country. It's a fact. They migrate into these older housing units in Massachusetts, and you know, unless there was retrofit, unless there was renovation to that building, there'd be no requirement to install the sprinklers. You know, again, with emphasis, we'd like to see everyone protected by fire sprinklers.
Sure. So absent sprinklers in all buildings, I want to ask you, as a former fire chief, what you take away from yesterday's horrific fire in Lowell. What's the best lesson to take away from that? Beyond it would have been helpful to have sprinklers.
Well, I don't know what the best is you can take away from such a horrific event as that. Over my career, I've unfortunately been to fires like that, and it has a searing memory on all of those firefighters and the people that were subjected to that. I can't see anything good coming out of this other than perhaps legislators listening, paying attention, and doing the right thing by passing legislation that would protect the residents of people and where they feel the safest, their home.
All right. That's David LaFond. He's New England Regional Manager at the National Fire Sprinkler Association. Mr. LaFond, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.